And Taisus Chadash Yutat, Taisus says that why a new oven is broken, because Sarah Yesh Vachetim Vepas, Vachanami Yesh Vachetim Vetan. Taisus says that we look at it that the Shvach of the wood is in the Tanner.
You
say that the wood is what caused the baking. What do they hold? Even though you baked it opposite a flame, the shahavet ain't a bomb in eggs or machas nashu on Israel. Taisa says that when you bake, the Rabbanan say that the baking doesn't come from the wood. It comes from that part of the wood which is already burnt. So it seems Taisus learns the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan is a Machlokes in physics. When you bake bread in an oven, you light wood to bake bread, what part of the wood is baking the bread? Is it the part of the wood that's there? Or the part of the wood that's not there anymore. If you look at it, that it's the wood that's there that's baking, then you have Yesh Vachetz in the past. And if you look at it, that the wood that's burnt is what's doing the baking, then you hold Yesh Vachetz in the past. That's Taisa's reason.
Does Rashi
say
anything
else? Rashi, Rashi and Taisa. Taisa says, Bechem Perish Rashi. Hiksha Rabbeinu Aaron, this is to see. Hiksha Harav Aaron Lebebi. Hada Omer. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, b'Shegeg Yechol. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, the Isser, but he did it b'Shegeg Yechol. So the halacha is that the food doesn't become Asser. But people b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos itself. Actually, this is a machlokes. We pass in this way the Makom Tzairah. If someone cooks on Shabbos, b'Shegeg, you're allowed to use the food. The food doesn't become asa b'diyah.
It's all
on the Shabbos or it's all on the water? Or it's all on the Shabbos, either way. V'amai nem yeshvach muktzah b'pas v'gecholah muktzenein. Let's take the cash. So let's say that the bread becomes asa from the wood. A person has firewood or charcoal on Shabbos, it's muktzah. If you hold yeshvach etim b'pas, so then when you bake bread on Shabbos in an oven, the bread should get a bit of the eitzim. And just like the eitzim will muktzah, the bread should become muktzah. It's all for the kasher. Okay? That was the kasher. No problem with it? What? The kasher is if you burn wood to bake bread, we should say that the wood is muktzah. So the muktzah goes into the bread, yesh vachetz in the pan, and the bread should become muktzah. So why is it that if someone bakes bread on Shabbos b'shegeg, the bread is muktzah b'achila, that you get a din of the wood, whatever halacha the wood has, the bread should have. To emphasize this, and the reed by shayach ella b'suri anor dafka. The same person couldn't just start faster than I did that. What this is saying, that what's only shayach by Yisuri Hanar? That we always say Yesh Vachetz in the past by Yisuri Hanar, not by Yisuri Achila. So that if you have something which is also about like Arban Kalei Kerem or Chametz, then you use it as firewood, so then the bread that you bake becomes Asur. But if you use something that's also about Achila, let's say for firewood you use Neveva or Trefa, and you burn it, then the food would not become asr. There's no din yesh vachetz in the past by Yisurei Achila. What's the svar to be mechalek?
But
is this totally in the two ways? I need to get a little mixed up again. Is this totally in how you learn Yesh Vachetz in the past? We learn, without all the things it's totally in, I think the basic thing everyone understood, there are two ways to learn Yesh Vachetz in the past. Either that the particles of the wood are considered to be in the bread, or that the that when you eat the bread, you end up having enough from the wood, because the wood improves the bread. So when you eat the bread, you end up having enough from the bread. Let me just finish one second. The disciple says that this Tosfos is going on the assumption that Yesh Vachetzim Bepas is a type of Isser Hanah. That when you eat the bread, you're ending up having Hanah from the wood. So the point is that when you eat the bread, you're having Hanah from the wood. So then that's only a problem if the wood is also Hanah. If the wood is Mutter Hanah, just mukta, but it's mukta ba'anah, then there's no problem with the pas that was baked with this wood. That's what's the problem. It's only a problem of Yisurei Hanah, it's not a problem with Yisurei Achil. So this Tosfos, which then would not be like the Yeshua and the Ran that we learned yesterday, it would be more like the Marshal's Nahavah. Tosfos learns that the Yisur is an Yisur Hanah. When you eat the bread, you end up having enough of the wood. So if the wood is the Surah, no, it's a problem. If the wood is the Surah Chila, it's not a problem. Yeah.
Maybe you can all recommend to it, but it's not quite that true. The way things are available is not through reading the paper. The way things are available is through the
book. And therefore what?
And therefore, you're not the people.
What about the case of Mukta here? Here's its wood. It is a derech. He used wood, that's Mukta on Shabbos, to bake bread. That's the deal with the derech.
I see I'm not always going to be out
tonight. If you go to the Mahalach of Particles, then it's not out there, so I know. If you're not particles, then you'll just say that's all out there, so I know. Either way, it's us. If you're like around the issue, the particles go in. So it should be by mukta too. If we say particles in the mukta are in the bread, then the bread should be mukta. It should be in the surah filah too. There's another nafkamina between the two sides. Now agav, forgetting for a minute about psachim, this tesis is the aside in Hilchos Mukta. Is mukta by no or not? The issa mukta on Shabbos. Are you allowed to have a no for mukta on Shabbos? Is it only utter to handle mukta? Is this a tilpul? Or is there an issa hadah? This Tosfos tells us that mukta is only a iser tilpul. There's no issa hadah for mukta. Okay, I mean hadah of ishtamshus. We'll say to sit down on issuri hadah. Okay, a fire may be different, but let's see, somebody wants to sit on a car, or you want to sit on a pile of wood. The pile of wood that's booked to Machmasaka, and he used it to sit on. It wasn't designated for sitting. So Tosfos holds that it's Mutabana. The Agos Maimini argues with Tosfos. And Agos Maimini holds that in Achinami, if bread is baked on Muktadika wood, then it's, the bread becomes Asuk, Siyashachet to the past. So he holds, apparently, at least the way the Magen Avraham learns that, God's Maimonides learned that Mukta is Isser Hanah too, and the Magen Avraham passes that way. The Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Yom Tov. Yom Tov is where it could come out that you bake using wood. So the Magen Avraham, it's in the Tufkuf Yud Aleph, to cut your day, says Mukta is also Bahanah. And on Yom Tov, if you bake bread using mukta wood, the bread that you bake using the mukta wood is taka asa ba'na, because Yeshua ha'chei to the path. And it's asa ba'na. Well, how? Yeah, even if it's a hard bundle, that's a ba'na. Excuse me? Cut your day. So he holds that mukta is asa ba'na. This is a Shita Samagin Avram, that Mukta is Asa Bahana. The Beis HaLevi, which I mentioned, I think on Davah, I'll remind you in a minute where I mentioned it. Beis HaLevi, in Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Beis, argues with the Magen Avraham. And he says that the halacha is like Tyson. That mutter is mutter b'hanar. And he says there are many b'seirish and mishnayis that say that mutter is mutter b'hanar. And he's not to me how anybody could disagree. Among them he brings one of the mishnayis in b'metayim, in the fourth parak in Shabbos, where it says that you're allowed to wrap your pot, you want your child to stay hot, and you don't want to leave the oven or stove on. You wrap it with yizei tzemer. It has a case where you wrap it with tufts of wool, and it talks about pulling it out without disturbing the wool and putting it back without disturbing the wool. If you feel the wool could be formed in the shape of the pot, you take it out, you take the pot out, you put it back, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Even though you're having a gnaw from the gizei tzemer, you're having a gnaw from the wool, which is raw wool, it's mokta. So it's not the base of lady, it's the b'feresh of Mishna, that you're allowed to have a gnaw from mokta. Another Mishnah he brings, is a Mishnah that says, kash al gabi amita, the person who's lying down on straw, he has straw for his, to soften his bed. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to move the straw, you want to make the straw comfortable. You're not allowed to use your hands, it's mukta. You get into bed and you shift the straw using your shoulders or whatever to make the bed more comfortable. So we see the face, that you're allowed to have an offer mukta, which is like Tysus. So the Beis HaLevi is matniya, how could anybody hold that mukta is asabah? Now we mentioned this once because there's a riot in Magen Avraham. We said if you find chametz on Pesach, kreifo lo v'takli. So we asked, why kreifo lo v'takli? Why can't you light it? Light it wherever it is. Burn it wherever it is. That's the kasha we have. So the Beit HaLevi had a similar case. We have mukta wood on yantif. So if you have mukta wood on yantif, you're not allowed to bake using the mukta wood. Mm-hmm. How is wood mukta on yantif? If it fell off the tree on yantif, normal firewood is not mukta. Mm-hmm. You have mukta wood, also you're not allowed to use mukta wood to bake on yantif. It's the same kasha. Why don't you just light it without moving it? Just light it and bake using the mukta wood. Why not? So the Magen Avraham said, it's a raya, the mukta is also about no. Because we see that if you have mukta wood, you're not going to bake it. And that was the Magen Avraham's right. So the Beis HaLevi answered that, and he said no. Mukta is mukta about no. But lighting it is similar to tilting. We call it a shtamshus. Lighting it is like handling it. Although you're not handling it, but it's a physical shtamshus. You're moving it in order to derive benefit from it. That is shtamshus is also. That's why you're not allowed to light books of wood on Yom Tov, even if you want to bake with it. And as Raya was, that's why you're not allowed to burn the chametz on the Avraham and Aleph. Chametz on Pesach, you don't burn it in Mekayma, why not? So he said the same type of a nekuda, that's the shtamshus of it. That you're not being shtamshus for books. So that's how it came up on Davrov. But the main mistake of the Beis HaLevi is that he's arguing with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham holds mukta is asa ba'anah. And the Beis HaLevi says, no, it's mukhlach. For many Mishnayis, that mukta is mukta ba'anah. And I think we pass it that way. The belt certainly passes this way. That even though we don't handle mukta, but if a person can derive benefit from mukta, so a person is allowed to do so. Let's get back to the Gemara. Where are we holding in the Gemara? Elolai Kasha. So Gemara changes gears. It was talking about Shvachet in the past, now it talks about Zebit HaGayim. Gemara says, Har Rav Eliezer, Har Rabbah. Rav Eliezer holds what? Rav Eliezer, no, the Zebit HaGayim is awesome. How do we know? Hi, Rav Eliezer. Elolai Rav Eliezer decides it's an and. Now we have here another case of Zebit HaGayim. Sar Shachulin, Vishal Truma, Shunapu Retachisa. You have Sar, we'll call it East, sourdough, of Chulin, and of Truma. And together they fell to the same dough. Vein Bezekadeh Lahachmet. Vein Bezekadeh Lahachmet. Vein Bezekadeh Lahachmet. Neither one by itself could make this dough rise, but the two together made a rise. You go according to whatever is last. Abai is going to explain what does that mean. The Chachamim might end up. Ben Shinopolis of Betchila. Ben Shinopolis of Besoyt. By the way, yes, actually, I'd like to say that. The Chachamim is easy. They hold, Devin Zekairim is. The Chachamim. Devin Zekairim is Mutter. So they hold that if you have two stars that fall to the same dough, Heter and Isser, no problem. It's Devin Zekairim. Devin Zekairim is Mutter. Why does Rebbe Eliezer hold? So Abaya explained. Vomer Abaya. Loishan loishan kadem v'silukas yisr. Abba loishan kadem v'silukas yisr asr. Amr zevz egayim asr. But Rabbi explained that Rebbe Yehuda. That he holds that if they're both still in the Tarumis, then it's asr, because zevz egayim asr. So we have a Madiyama who holds zevz egayim is asr. That's Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rabbi's explanation. And the Chachamim holds zevz egayim is asr. Let's try to understand the Svara of Zev Zekayim. Why don't you say Api Svara? They have Svara of Yisr, Svara of Heter. And neither one could give me Hanar by itself. And together they're giving me Hanar. So which sheet is more Pashit? Is Zev Zekayim is Mutter or Zev Zekayim is Asr? Huh? Which one? Huh? It's 50-50. I'll give you a good practical example of Zev Zegayim. I'll give you a practical example of Zev Zegayim. Let's say you feed a cow chametz and it gives milk. So that's Zev Zegayim. We'll get to the name of milk on Pesach. That's an example of Zev Zegayim. So this milk came from chametz. Let's say that's all the cow ate. It only ate chametz. If you start a cow, it doesn't have given off, assuming that's the case. So it ate chametz, and it ate, and so this milk came from the cow and from the chametz. That is the guy. The cow and the chametz. The cow did something. You can't turn chametz into milk. No scientist today knows how to turn chametz into milk. You can't turn hay into milk. Only by what? That's what happened, yeah. The cow itself plus the chametz. I thought I'd make it easy with the example of the cow. So I thought I'd start that. I'm just trying to make it an easy example to try to illustrate what would Svara tell you if there was no Gemara. What would you think? It's Mutter or it's Asr? What would Svara be saying to me? I have milk. This milk came from a combination of a cow and a chametz. What would you think it is? Zev is a guy room.
Why
don't I say Zev is a guy room? Why should all the chum? You have to tell me Svara, not just what?
I'm sure it could be just
from this and some of the chum. The Sophic, you think? You're calling it a Sophic.
Tell me
what? But here we each does 50%. And that's what we're saying. Sar. I want to make a dough. So I put two sars, equal size. Neither one could have done the trick itself. The two together made it rise. One is Isser, let's say it's Isser, I'm not either. And one is Heter. In Svara, I would think Pashim. Which way would you say in Svara?
We've got the end
problem.
What? We've got the end problem.
Therefore, what? Therefore, it should be. But it couldn't be done without the answer.
Saying that the
practical thing would happen. But it couldn't be done without the answer. Shouldn't it be awesome? What? It couldn't be done without the answer either. So, therefore, it's had to answer. Which would mean it's. What he's saying is he's not having enough in this, because this itself can do anything. Yeah, what do you say to that? What? So we have to try to be sure. So one way is more mistake and one way is less mistake. Again, you have two things that contribute to a mitzvah. And neither one could have done it by itself. Huh? Let me ask you, let's say you made a neder, you're not going to have any andar from Reuven. Okay? You're not going to have any andar from anything Reuven does. And Reuven and Shimon together carry a couch into your house. And neither one could have carried it by itself. And they put it down. Are you allowed to sit on the couch?
No.
Are you allowed to have andar from what Reuven did?
Yes.
Yes. So you're allowed to have andar from that couch?
No.
Huh?
No.
No, right? Let's say two people share. It's the case in Yerodea. Two people take two ends of a knife and they shaft an animal together. And one of them is Mechavim L'Shem Abba Yuzara, and one of them is Mechavim L'Shem Shvita. So there I believe it says that the animal is awesome. I Zev is that guy. But I'm having from both, assuming neither one could have done it himself. So I'm having from both. Carrying the couch better, the example is better, no? Carrying the couch, everyone agrees it should be awesome. If I feel like I have enough from Reuven, and Reuven and Shimon carry a couch together into my house. So if I send the couch, am I having enough from Reuven? Yes. I'm having enough from Shimon too. Alright, the fact you're having enough from Shimon doesn't bother me. The fact you're having enough from Reuven, that bothers me. So the couch case, everyone agrees. Everyone at least who's willing to commit. Right? The couch case, I think, is certainly awesome. There's no shiloh. What's the difference between the couch case and the sar? You have Sar Shel Heter and Sar Shel Iser, and the two of them together make a dough rise. So, Abliyeza holds, Abaye is associated with Abliyeza, Zebzai Gonamasa. So I understand that very well. Because for my son, I'm having enough in the Iser. I'm having enough in the Heter too. But I'm also having enough in the Iser. But the Chachamim say, Zebzai Gonamasa. We passed him, Zebzai Gonamasa. How could Zebzai Gonamasa be Mutter? I'm having enough in the Iser. Mr. Kundalini, what's the case of the couch? The couch case, do you agree with me? Yeah. So you have two people. I said, I'm not going to have enough of anything Reuven does. Reuven and Shimon carry it in together. So they don't have to stand right out on top of that couch.
That is different.
That is different.
There's no
much. There's no much. So why should it be? Here you can see a better wife's answer. We're trying to understand better that if you hold the couch case is awesome, why here it should be mutter. So here, it seems to be a bigger problem. It needs the din of Zev is that guy with mutter. I'm trying to show you that it needs explanation. We have to find some heter for Zev is that guy. It's not a double question at all that Zev is that guy should be mutter. No? But there's a mahalach which Rapam used to mention when we were about Yerodea. It's a phrase which comes from Rav Rifkin, who gave the Yerodea share before Rapam, the yeshiva, it's in his sefer. And he said that Zev is a Gailim is a type of bittel. There are two types of bittel. One type of bittel is a normal case where I'm cooking chicken soup and milk falls in and it's bottle b'shisha. That is bittel becomes, bittel in quantity. The typical bittel iser, is bittel in quantity. When you bottle something, it's 60 times as much, it's bittel in quantity. Zebed Zed Gailim, he called bittel be'echus, bittel in quality. The type of bittel, which is not bittel be'right, doesn't matter how much there is, but it's a bittel in the quality of what took place, which means to say that if I have two sa'aras in this Issa, the sa'ar of Issa and the sa'ar of Heaven, and really the sa'ar would not ask us, less than a 60th, it wouldn't ask our quantity. The only reason it's going to ask us is because of the quality, because of what it did, because it's a gairim. The reason that it's going to ask us is because it's a gairim. I'm having enough from it, it's a gairim. The fact that it's a gairim doesn't answer if it's bubble. If gairim together with something else, that means the power that the iser was gairim, a benefit to me, is mixed or is combined with heter. And that is a bittul iser. As long as it's not right, the iser is bubble in the heter. So I'll explain. Then the Makar to this is a Rashi in Avodah Zarah, we would have another case of Devin Zagayrim. The case there is a person took a branch of an almond tree. Sorry.
Why isn't it
the okay, I'm going to explain that again. Oh, good. That's a good question. Give me a second. The Kedem Makar, this is a Rashi in Avodah Zarah. It talks about a person takes a branch of a arba tree and grafts it onto a older tree, as a Kedem, an older tree. So it says the fruits that grow now are mutter. Why? Fruits that grow from this branch on the older tree, why is it mutter? Because Zevi Zagayim is mutter. The fruit came from the tree and the branch, so Zevi Zagayim is mutter. So Rashi uses a Lashon Yalda Shesimcha Bizakena Batla. A young tree that you grafted with an old tree, Batla is Batla. And Tosfos asks, what does Bittul have to do with anything? What is the word biffle? What does that do with biffle?
What is
the word? Yaldash is Sabcha, Shin Samach, Beis Chate. Sabach is sort of the graph. Yaldash is Sabcha, Bizkena, Yalda meaning an olive tree, that you graft with a cane. A Bach was Bach. So, test, I believe. So Rashi, so Titus asks, what does biffle have to do with Zebizagai? And the Ran says, no, da vida achasi. His language is da vida, zeb zagarim, and bittul achasi is the same concept. What does that mean? It's the same concept. It means that zeb zagarim works the Torah's bittul. It works the Torah's bittul. The Avnei Meluim in the Tshuva, Tshuva Zayin, Tshuva Vav and Zayin, this is the Iker. That Zevi Zagayim works with the Lomdus of Bittul. The phrase Bittul Be'echlus is the way we explain that in Lom. That Lom just uses the Lashon Bittul. It works with Teres Bittul, yes.
And the Bittul will work
with Shishim or Rai. But Lom explains that even though normally Bittul needs either Shishim or Rai, Mimbe'eda meaning Shishim and Mimbe'eda is Rai, here Bittul is possible even if it's equal parts. It's 50-50, what? Well, what he says is, and when something is also because it's a gairim, because it causes, it has to be that this is causing. That this, the issue, is causing whatever it is to happen. The kayak of the gairim is what makes it us. If it by itself could not cause it, then the kayak of being a gairim is possible. That's what it means, it's possible. This by itself did not cause it on its own. If it didn't cause it on its own, even if it's not right, Hesser, I'll probably take it for it. As long as the idea of Bittul here is not, it's not the comma, it's not the amount. The amount doesn't matter. The idea is that the Issa comes because it's a gairim, because it, the tree, the other tree, causes a fruit to come. And if it didn't cause it by itself, it couldn't cause it by itself, so then it's not a gairim. And it's not a gairim by itself, it's a gairim with something. And that's bittul, what we call bittul be'echas. It's bottle in the quality. This fruit is not an olma fruit. Because the quality of the gairim was not strictly from the yes sir, it came from the heter as well. What? So according to this, the case of neder is very good. This is all shayach by bittul. Where something is a gairim, where the reason it's going to after, it's in a mixture. It's in a mixture, it's a gairim, it's sa'ar in a mixture, or a tree that's combining with the older tree to give birth to a fruit. When you ask the hanah from a person does something, there's no concept of bittul there. There's no bittul, they having hanah from his ma'aser, it's aser. Here, it's something which is bottled, something which is formed, something which after because it's a gairim. In DNA Gairim, there's a concept of Zevi Zagayim that the Gairim could be bought. When we have enough of a person himself, that's the loss of two people doing a lot on Shabbos, Shnayim Shaso, Chayav, in some cases, Chayav, paying off the Shabbos, it's not doing Zevi Zagayim. Zevi Zagayim has to do where is a Gairim that something is created, by two other things. So if the guy is all this, then it's Asr. But if the guy is needed head to say outfit, then it's Mutter.
How would the Marmar Marmar hold by you?
What?
I was talking about that. Tomorrow over here, how would the Marmar hold by you?
So the man Yom Tov is a guy master doesn't hold a little bay. There's a holiness all concept. He holds it's good. The Issa was Gaira Matana. The whole concept of little Be'echus is an explanation of the man Yom Tov is a Gaira is Mutter. Okay, so this is the explanation of Tov is a Gaira. Yeah.
Why do you know
what
the
Rabban holds?
Why is it even relevant what the Rabban holds that the Gaira is Asr Mutter? They don't hold the Shia as Yeshua, they can pass anything.
Red is not because it's difficult for Arabs, because the Gaira is off the right. Even if you don't hold Yesh Vachet in the past, you still hold Yesh Vachet or the Issa. One thing is not doing the other. The Sa'ar is actually in the Issa.
So it's because of physical, because of eating the physical
Sa'ar?
Yeah,
that might be the Gaira. No. Everybody, the Machlech Yesh Vachet in the past is unique to Eitzim in the past. But everybody holds that other Gaira could ask that something that mechanates Sa'ar or Issa could ask, or that a tree that causes a fruit to come out of the tree could be Asr, or that an animal that gives birth to a chicken that gives birth to an egg, or an animal that gives milk, if the animal is Issa, if the milk is Asr. The concept of Gairim is not the Machos Yesh Vachet in the past. Machos Yesh Vachet in the past is unique to that, like Tosfos says, does the past get born from the burnt wood or from the wood which is bad? Separate machlokes of Yesh Vachet in the past.
Sure.
But there's nothing to do. All other garmin, there's no machlokes of Chum and
how
then.
Is wood different than the
time? Why is wood different?
The
well, of course, there can be more than one explanation. The first explanation was because the hanor comes after the wood is destroyed. It's not as funny as Rabbi Leah, that's why it was not. Rabbi Leah, the sheet is the more posh, the sheet is far. Zev Zagarim is Asr. Pashtus is that way. We have to come to Bittul to explain Zev Zagarim Mutter. This whole concept of Bittul, which is true of the Halacha, is because we pass the Zev Zagarim is Mutter. But comes out a gigantic nafkamina. Can someone come up with a big nafkamina? A number of nafkaminas. But one nafkamina. What's the difference between the words Bittul and that? Huh?
Is
chametz fatul? Chametz asr zemashu. Chametz asr zemashu. Zot davni meluim. Based on this explanation, the zev zegarim we pass the zev zegarim is mutter is only b'tayas bittul. It will therefore come out that by chametz there's no kula of zev zegarim. There's no din zev zagayim is mutter. Chametz on Pesach would be zev zagayim would be asr. And the Magen Avraham says that. What? Yep. Comes out that chametz on Pesach zev zagayim is asr because chametz on Pesach is asr b'mashu. Yeah. What? No, it's a lot. It's just their
eisa. The reason why
I thought Chametz was in this time. We said Chametz is Chametz Shalayu. Yeah, but it wouldn't be proper even when there's no Chametz. The Talugas Chametz is also no Chametz, only a Salah. Unless it's a Kedash Be'echid Pah. But if Chametz falls into a Talugas, it's never Chametz. But since the Gufa Yisr, we said it's an Issacharis, and like the DNA, it combines a few reasons. Since it's an Issacharis, that's why we asked it on the side, that's why it's asked. But yeah. Well, Yid anyway couldn't be Chametz. We had enough. Important. Now you have to have Kup because this nafkamina is a tremendous nafkamina. There's a great controversy regarding milk and eggs on Pesach. If you are allowed to use milk or eggs on Pesach that were laid or given, or the milk was given by an animal which ate chametz. If you hold like this Avni Malum, which is really a Magen Avraham, then it looks very Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that is a Goyim is also on Pesach. Then it would turn out that if you have either eggs or milk, it would have to be kosher on Pesach. Because if the eggs or the milk was caused by seed, which is Chavistik of seed, then that is a Goyim of Asr.
They have now, which only feed animals.
So there's a difference between eggs and milk. You have to remember a site which people forget on Pesach. The din, the chametz b'mashu is aser, is only on Pesach. On Erev Pesach, it's a chatzais. Before Pesach, chametz is bottled b'shishin. Which means, for example, and I've had this shayla, a lady calls, and she says, I was making my Pesach thicker chicken soup, but 2-3 days before Pesach. And by mistake, I used a chametz thicker spoon to stir the chicken soup. On Pesach, that would make a trek. Because chametz is also the mashu, and even a nevin yayray. Chametz is also no matter what. But chametz before Pesach is bottle. And once it's bottle in lach balach, once it's bottle, it remains bottle. It remains heaven. The chametz before Pesach is bottle. In the case of eggs, they don't have kosher Pesach eggs. You're not going to find a container of kosher Pesach eggs. But they are marked to buy the eggs before Pesach. In other words, if a grocery store takes a delivery of eggs on the second day of Chomayid, on the third day of Chomayid, you shouldn't use those eggs on Pesach. That would already get into a machlokes. We'll discuss the machlokes. But that's the way you shy of them. In my family, we have a meaning that we buy a case of eggs before Pesach. We know the eggs up and before Pesach. You have to buy a case. How many you need? You purchase the eggs before Pesach. Or you go to a firm store and you buy eggs. But to go to a supermarket on the second, third, fourth day of Chomayis and buying eggs, that's already gets into this controversy, which I'll discuss with you, the Amei Kila. But that already gets into the controversy of Chayyur, it should be also, that is that item. If the chickens are fed Chavistik of feed, which I assume is the case, I don't know for certain, then it's possible, but Chavist B'mashu. So if the chicken was fed this feed on Pesach, then it's not bottled. Before Pesach, it'll lay the egg, that is that guy with his bucket before Pesach, that is that guy with passing his book. But on Pesach itself, with that is that guy with his author, you follow what I'm saying?
Your chance for the egg on
his
author. I don't want to get anywhere in the store if it's
laying
on Pesach.
What?
The guy with
his book. Later, when you think of the chicken farm, the withers, the eggs, you have all these things they are. No, they were just later, what you think they hold on to. Well, what? You don't do that. You know, I once went to watch a shita in Baltimore. I watched a shechita, and the next morning, so I was in Baltimore all day. And I came back, the next morning I went to the butcher store here in the neighborhood to thank the Baal for arranging it. So I walked in, and he showed me, you know, the package. He said, you know, you knew this guy when he was alive. It doesn't take less than 24 hours. It's all finished, right? Everything is in the store. It doesn't take so long. So I don't know how long eggs take, but if you go to the third day Chomayim, it's shy for the eggs away for the next 4 days.
Israel is not a problem, right?
Now, that's a good question. Very good question. I don't know. You have to think about it. Now, with the milk, it's different because milk, 8-day-old milk, people don't like. Milk, they deliver fresh milk on, and that's why the milk has to be kosher Pesach. Even someone who's not matched in a Chol Yisrael on milk he buys, Erev Pesach, is not a problem. Assuming it's pure milk, you can't buy it. Some milk has vitamin A or added to it. But if it's not, it has no additives, then if you're not matter of Chav Yisrael, instead of milk is okay, but on Chomayeh, it's a problem. Because cows are fed chametz, you need kosher l'peisach milk, you need milk which is from for a period where they feed the cows non-chametz diet.
It's possible to tell by the taste, like when, how long ago is this?
You have to ask people in the business, I don't know. But. Now this shaila of milk is actually an old big machlokes. And many, many tshuvas on the topic. We pass in Zeb Zagayim is also like David Loom says. We pass Zeb Zagayim is mutter everywhere. On Chavis B'Pesach, we're makbid on Zeb Zagayim being also like the Magen Avraham, David Loom. And the issue of milk, there are still a number of Achrayim who are makel on milk because of other svaras. The Chayi Adam hold that you could be makel on milk. Why? So he says, there's a Gemara in Bechairis that says, where does milk come from? It comes from a cow. Where does the milk come from in the cow? So dam yeka v'nasa cholov. Chazal say that blood changes into milk. The blood of the animal changes into milk. Whether science has recognized this or not, not clear. It's certainly clear that a cow or even a mother who is nursing has less blood. They don't have the extra blood which a female usually produces. So the dad neka v'nasa cholov, it's the blood which turns into milk. So the Gemara says it's a machlokes by a why a muberes doesn't have a shlina. That's true. It's not way around. But the Gemara says that dad neka v'nasa cholov, that the blood changes into milk. So the Gemara says the milk should be traced. Blood is traced. Blood of the cow is traced. So dam nekav and asa cholov, the dam should be traced. So the Gemara answers to Kzeres HaKasus of Eretz Ovav Cholov Udvash that you're allowed to use milk. Or the Gemara brings another pasuk from Navi that milk or cheese are mutar b'hadar. So Kzeres HaKasus, even though it comes from dam, it becomes changed in a way that makes it into head. Damn that, because it comes from blood, it should be treated. So the Gemara says, no, it's a cousin. And milk is mutter. So that's the Chayi Adam. Shadi the Machlokes, a cousin is that even though milk comes from Isser, it's considered transformed into something new. So there's no difference if the original Isser is Dam, or the original Isser is Chayi. Once it's transformed, it becomes Heter, because the Gzeres HaKasuv of Dam Yekav and HaSacholah, the Cholah becomes a new thing, and it becomes Mutter. So the name of the Isser Chavetz also is something which becomes Mutter, and therefore it's considered Heter. That's the Shita of the Chayei Adam. There's another Svara in the base of Ephraim. He holds also that milk is Mutter. He says, we had a Gemara, Chafal from the days, Karchai Kaidim Zmanai. If you take Chavit, you burn it before the Zman Isser, then it becomes, then it's Mutter of the Zmanai. Right? If you take Chavit, you burn it, Kaidim Zmanai, it's Mutter afterwards. The Beis Ephraim says, it's the same thing if a guy has Chavit on Pesach, Karchai, and he burns it, he changes the Chavit into charcoal. So that's like Chachai Kaidim Zmanai. He destroyed it before the Zman. Now it becomes Mutter. So in the case of a cow that's owned by a guy, the guy feeds Chametz to the cow, that's Chachai Kaidim Zmanai. He turns the Chametz into milk. He turns the Chametz, once a cow eats milk, it's Chachai, it changes its form. So that's like Chachai Kaidim Zmanai. Therefore it becomes Heter. Because even though it's not Kaidim Zmanai, it's on Pesach, but in the hands of a guy, why Kaidim Zmanai? Since the guy's allowed to do it. The guy on Pesach, like Chachai Kaidim. Okay, so this chametz in the cow's belly becomes Harei Lachila. Then it becomes transformed somehow into milk. The Beis Ephraim holds that's a heaven. Of course, it's not as of a pashit, it's a controversy. There are many tshuvas on Pesach to give milk. But Hashem, nowadays we have the ability to be machmir. But in 30 days from now, if you're sitting at the Pesach table, and someone asks you, why does milk have to be kosher on Pesach? Isn't that ridiculous?
not his kashrut taisa. Why does milk have to be kashrut taisa? You'll know what the answer is, I hope. It's not right, that is a guy of master. I don't pay stuff, that is a guy of master. No people.
Simple
that. That is a guy of master. So that it's Nigman from the Khanis.
Let's make sure that all the utensils that were used were, you know, were kosher and that,
it's fast,
it has to be used with,
you know,
it's boiled and
really, those utensils are all used only for milk. What else did I use it for? Milking machines are not, I don't think they use the problem. Of the guy that was not there. How do you know where the cow draws its nutrients? We know that miraculously there are certain hormones that can produce milk. Where does it come from? How can someone tell you where it comes from? Where does the animal draw it from? We don't know that it doesn't come from the animal. I don't think anybody explains. Scientists in the laboratory would not have not been able to duplicate any of the productive functions of the human body. They can make a heart, that's a problem. But they can't make anything that requires life. They can't do anything that's productive. They can't do it. They can, in the laboratory, change hay into milk. They change wheat into milk. They're not even close. They're not even dreaming of it. Okay, so what did we learn today? We learned that is that guy, we learned the head for why is that is that guy. Of course, it's a thing of people. And we have one nafkamina, which is the biggest nafkamina, the nafkamina of Chametz. There's another nafkamina, and that nafkamina is the Dabba Shia Shematir. If you have the Zed is that Gairim, which is a Dabba Shia Shematir, something which has a Heto La'achat Man, normally, what? So I'll give you an example. If you plant a seed of Isser, let's say you have a seed of Isser, and you plant it in the ground, and a tree grows. What was Gairim the tree? The seed plus the earth. That's an example of Zev and Zegar. The tree plus the earth. And that's why the tree is Mutter. Zev and Zegar is Mutter. So if you plant a seed of Isser in the earth, and a tree grows, that tree is Mutter. We mentioned this in the past. You plant seeds of Isser, and the tree grows in Isser. The Rambam says, if you plant a seed of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you take a seed of Maaser Sheni, you plant, and a tree grows, the fruits of those trees have a din Maaser Sheni. What's the difference? What's the difference, Maaser Sheni? If I would have had a seed of an Irani Dacha, of Avai Zara, and I plant it, that's a bad example of Avai Zara. We'll see why tomorrow. Well, let's say I have a seed of Kaveh HaKerem, which is the Sarad Noah, and I planted the tree which grows as Mutter. And a seed of Maaser Sheni, what grows as Maaser Sheni? Why should that be? The answer is, it's Avshir Shematir. It's in Yerushalayim, you can eat it in Yerushalayim. So why take it out of Yerushalayim? The whole way after that is that Gairim is a din of Bittul. And being that it's a din of Bittul, rather than eating it today, better eat it tomorrow. There's a very interesting case in the Beis Yosef, in Hilchos Shabbos. The Beis Yosef has a case with a person who was cooking, whatever, Shalom Batei, okay, on Shabbos. And he put it up on before Shabbos. And the person tasted the Shalom, didn't have enough salt. So they added salt to the Shalom on Shabbos. The major was it. Are you allowed to eat that Shalom? Is the person allowed to eat the challenge? That should be the
dish.
You cook salt. And if you cook salt, so the salt is after Rachel and Shabbos. 1 minute. The salt is really buckled to Shisha in the challenge. The salt is buckled. Just that way. It has taste. Before you get to the Shisha, the salt, it gives taste. You have a salty taste. So the taste is sad one. We're talking a case where it has some salt from before Shabbos, just it wasn't enough. And you ate it salt. So that is that guy. The Beis Yosef calls it that is that guy. The salty taste that you have was gyrim from the two salts that were in it. Some salt was in it Erev Shabbos, some salt was in it on Shabbos. The soap that was dated Erev Shabbos is Heter. Soap that was dated on Shabbos is Mutter. If Zev is Zegayrin, Zev is Zegayrin is Mutter. He passed the Zev is Zegayrin is Mutter. Then there's a Zaytiv, I... That's the case of Zev is Zegayrin, right? If all the soap was dated on Shabbos, it's awesome. That salty taste is not possible, it's awesome. But if it's a combination, it's Mutter. That's the Beit Yaitiv, I, it's a double Shiashar Nativin. You can wait till after Shabbos, it'll be Heter. Double Shiashar Nativin. The answer is the Beit Yaitiv, no. A nice chat. Why is it a double Shiashar Nativin? Since the salt became Usher only after it cooked. When you put the salt in the challenge, the first 2 minutes, till it cooked, till the salt boiled, it was Heter. It was possible when it was still Heter. Because the salt mixed into the challenge when it was still at it cooked later. That's why Darshan said, that's here. The bipple happened beforehand, and therefore it's not. But we see from the Beit Yosef that even with the Darshan that's here, you wouldn't say that is a Gairan Mutter. This is a Hetzer which the Beit Yosef calls that is a Gairan. And I'll probably say it's something which would be Asher was a Darshan Shematir. Okay, so I think Zev HaZegayim was treating us a little better than Yishrachet in the past. No? We have a better handle on it. The Zev HaZegayim, the Yisrael, is a big dibble, and today we only have two Nafkaminas. Tomorrow, Mr. Hashem will hit us with some others. But the two important Nafkaminas, Darshan Shemativan and Yishrachet.